Recognizing your own bravery can be empowering and encourage you to continue advocating for your needs. Asking for help is a fundamental human need, and doing so is a brave step towards betterment in any aspect of your life. Remember, you are not alone, and reaching out is a first step towards receiving the support that you deserve.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for, but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I am your big sister and your host and everything in between, Violetta Benson. Today's episode is a very special one because I recorded it when I was feeling low recently, and now I get to share with you guys. And honestly, by the end of it, I started recording it feeling low, and by the end of it, I felt better after talking to you guys. And I think these tips will really help you as well if you're currently going through it. Just know you're not alone, and it will get better. Okay, love you. Enjoy. So the other day, I was feeling kind of low without realizing I was feeling low, but I ended up somehow staying in bed until around 7 p.m. I was just watching TV, and then I kept sleeping in, and I finally got out of bed around 7 p.m. This was on a Sunday, and I was in bed the day before that, and I don't think I realized that there was anything wrong, and I also don't want to attribute it to my period or anything like that, as since I don't want to take away from how I was feeling. But I didn't realize I was feeling low until I randomly went on Instagram and I was scrolling through videos, and I saw this one video, and of course it's not for everyone. It's a quick sound. It has to do with God. I know not everyone believes in it, but it was just this man with this beautiful voice, and I listened to it, and it was so weird because after I listened to it, I just started crying listening to it. Let me play it.
I asked God to take away my habit. God said, no, it is not for me to take away, but for you to give it up. I asked God to grant me patience. God said, no, patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It isn't granted, it is learned. I asked God to give me happiness. God said, no, I give you blessings. Happiness is up to you. I asked God to spare me pain. God said, no, suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I asked God to help me love others as much as he loves me. God said, ah, finally you have the idea. Send this to the first person God puts on your mind. God bless.
And I don't know, I just started crying when I was listening to it. And I don't know if other people have this issue, but sometimes I do this thing where I over-isolate myself. And sometimes I forget to leave my house because I work from home. Sometimes I forget to interact with other people because I'm just home writing, or now I kind of escape to watching my favorite shows. And the thing is, life continues to go by while we watch our favorite shows. And sometimes, you know, you have to do everything in moderation. So as I started crying and I couldn't stop crying, I started Googling, of course, why am I crying? Why am I crying for no reason? And I was trying to look for answers. And then I felt too ashamed and too embarrassed to call my mom or to reach out to a friend. I'm a very logical person. And in that moment, I couldn't connect a reason behind my emotions, my feelings. I couldn't explain why I began crying uncontrollably just from listening to some 2-second clip. And because I felt so much shame, it stopped me from reaching out to anyone. So I did the next best thing, which is what I wanted to share with you guys. I went on sugardaddy.com, kidding. I went on ChatGPT, and I said, let me just ask them for help. So I said, hey. And they said, hello, how can I assist you today? I said, I need some advice. They said, sure, I'm here to help. What kind of advice are you looking for? I said, I just don't feel excited about life anymore. I need some tips. How do I get back that feeling? They said, I'm sorry to hear you're feeling this way. Finding joy and excitement in life again can be challenging, but it's definitely possible. Here are some tips that might help you. They gave me 5. Number 1, explore new interests. Sometimes the routine can become dull. Trying new activities, hobbies, or learning something new can bring a sense of excitement and curiosity back into your life. Number two, connect with people. Connections are important. Sharing your feelings with friends, your family, or support group can make a big difference. Human connection can bring a lot of joy and sometimes provide new perspective that reignites enthusiasm in life. Number three, exercise in nature. Physical activity and spending time in nature can significantly improve your mood and energy levels. Even short walks in the park can make a big difference in your day. Number four, mindfulness and gratitude. Practicing mindfulness or keeping gratitude journal can help you focus on the present moment and appreciate the small things in your life that bring you happiness. Number five, professional support. If you're currently feeling persistently unmotivated or down, it might be helpful to talk to a mental health professional. They can provide personalized strategies and support to help you navigate through this period. Remember, it's okay to feel this way, and taking small steps towards things that can make you feel a bit better is already a progress. What's most important is to be kind to yourself during this process. So I said, I feel embarrassed to talk to my friends or family about this, about how I feel. What should I do? I feel like I can't breathe sometimes, but I don't want to seem dramatic. I keep crying, but I don't even know why or what's wrong with me. And they said, it's completely understandable to feel hesitant about sharing your feelings, especially when you're worried about how you might be perceived. However, it's important to remember that reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Here are some steps you can take to ease into opening up and seeking the support that you deserve. Number one, start small. Choose one person that you feel slightly more comfortable with and start by sharing something small with them. It doesn't have to be the whole picture all at once. Just sharing a little bit about how you're feeling can be a small step forward. Number two, write it down. If speaking out loud feels too daunting for you, consider writing your feelings down in a letter or an email. Sometimes writing can be a less intimidating way to express what you're going through. Number three, professional support. Sometimes talking to someone outside of your immediate circle can feel much easier. This could be a therapist, a counselor, or a support hotline. Professionals are trained to listen, provide support in a judgment-free environment. Number four, breathing exercises. When you feel like you can't breathe or you're overwhelmed, try some simple breathing exercises. For instance, the 4-7-8 technique. Breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. This can help manage immediate feelings of anxiety or panic, which, by the way, you guys, I actually tried it and it helped. So why don't we do it really quick right now? So breathe in for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 7 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And now exhale for 8 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Again, breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That was nice. We'll do more breathing exercises. Number five, remember you're not alone. Many people experience moments in life where things feel overwhelming and confusing. Acknowledging your feelings and seeking help is a courageous step towards feeling better. And number six, set small goals for yourself. Sometimes setting small, achievable goals for yourself each day can help bring a sense of accomplishment and control. These don't have to be big tasks. Even small things like taking a walk, showering, reading a page of a book can count. It's important to remember that your feelings are valid and it's okay to ask for help. You're not being dramatic for experiencing emotions deeply. You're human. Everyone's journey is unique, and finding the path to feeling better sometimes requires support from others. You're worth the effort. Aw, how do I get the courage to ask for help? So they said, asking for help requires courage because it means admitting vulnerability. Sometimes many of us are taught to avoid, yet it's a crucial step towards growth and healing. So here are some ways to muster the courage to ask for help. Number one, reframe your perspective. Understand that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. It shows your self-awareness and a willingness to take steps towards improvement. Number two, start small. Practice asking for help with smaller things before tackling bigger requests. This can build your confidence and make it easier for you to ask for help when you need it the most. Number three, choose the right person. Look for someone that you trust who has shown understanding and compassion in your past. Feeling safe with a person can make it easier to open up. 4, prepare what to say. Sometimes it helps to rehearse or write down what you want to say. This can make your request clearer in your mind and help elevate some anxiety before asking. 5, understand the value of your request. Remember that asking for help not only benefits you, but it can also make the person you're asking feel valued and appreciated for their ability to help you. 6, accept the vulnerability is okay. Recognize that everyone needs help sometimes. Being vulnerable allows others to see the real you, which can deepen relationships and build trust. 7, consider the consequences of not asking. Sometimes realizing the impact of not seeking help can motivate you to reach out, whether it's a situation becoming worse or missing out on potential support. Considering the outcome can push you to act. 8, use indirect methods if necessary. If direct conversation feels too daunting, consider writing a letter, an email, a text message. Digital communication can sometimes make it easier to express yourself. I would also recommend, by the way, reaching out to your friends, to asking to just hang out, to see a movie, to just do something small without even sharing maybe that you're feeling down, because just being in the presence of someone else will lift you up. 9, seek professional help if needed. If you're struggling with something that feels too big to handle alone, or if reaching out to someone in your personal life feels too difficult, consider seeking help from a professional. Therapists, counselors, and other mental health professionals are trained to help in these situations. 10, acknowledge your courage. Finally, give yourself some credit for any step that you take towards asking for help. Recognizing your own bravery can be empowering and encourage you to continue advocating for your needs. Asking for help is a fundamental human need, and doing so is a brave step towards betterment in any aspect of your life. Remember, you are not alone, and reaching out is a first step towards receiving the support that you deserve. Let's talk about my morning routine. My morning routine doesn't just include doing 75 different skincare routines that a 14-year-old girl on TikTok told me that I should be using for my face. My morning routine also includes Nutrafol supplements that I take every single morning, and I take 4 of them. I basically started taking Nutrafol supplements around a year ago when I started to notice that my hair was shedding and thinning because of stress, and also because I had hair extensions, which is why around that time I decided to take out my hair extensions, cut my hair, and start nourishing my hair back to life from scratch. And the way I started doing it from scratch was by using Nutrafol. Nutrafol is a 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. Did you know that hair thinning will happen approximately to 1 in 2 women? So if you're among one of those women, including such as myself, just know that you are not alone. Thinning is normal, but it's also not openly talked about, and going through it can feel so alone and so frustrating, which is why I recommend that you join the over 1 million people that are currently doing something about it with Nutrafol. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning is obviously completely different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't always cut it. That is why Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages in your life, like postpartum, menopause, stress, having hair extensions because you live in LA, as well as different lifestyles, like I just said, such as plant-based diets. Nutrafol is physician-formulated with drug-free ingredients, and their supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, metabolism, as they evolve throughout a woman's life. While many supplements rely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulation to ensure their efficiency. In a clinical study, actually showed that 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for just 6 months, and I can attest to that as well. Not only in 6 months did my hair start to grow thicker and finer instead of thin, but I also saw a difference in my eyelashes. Not to mention, I noticed I was sleeping better, which is wild, okay? So You can basically go on their website and you can take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is so simple, and you get to purchase it online. There's no prescription required. It's free shipping. And then you have automated deliveries to ensure you will never miss a day again. And again, you will see results in around 3 to 6 months. This has been proven. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time right now, Nutrafol is offering my listeners, my besties, $10 off of your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter my promo code ADULTING. And if you love Nutrafol as much as I love it, why not gift your mother this Mother's Day with a Nutrafol subscription with some Nutrafol supplements? They have more than just supplements. They also have products that you can use for your hair, like things that will really help you. And like I said, it even helped my nails, my lashes, helped me sleep better. So I think that is the perfect, most amazing mom, I care about you gift out there for Mother's Day. So find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. So again, that is Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, using my promo code ADULTING. So get some Nutrafol supplements for you and your mother. Trust me, that is Nutrafol.com, using my promo code ADULTING. So then I said, what are some other good breathing exercises for when I feel anxious or like the world is closing in? So they said, breathing exercises are a powerful tool to manage anxiety and creating a sense of calm when you feel overwhelmed. So here are some several techniques that can help you regain a sense of equilibrium. Number one, deep breathing. So this is where you sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Place one hand on your chest and the other hand on your belly. Breathe in slowly through your nose, ensuring your belly rises more than your chest. Hold the breath for a moment, then exhale slowly through your mouth, letting your belly fall. Repeat several times, focusing on the rise and the fall of your belly. So let's do it together. Nice. Number two, the 4-7-8 breathing, which I shared earlier. Breathe in quietly through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for a count of 7. Exhale forcefully through your mouth, pursing your lips and making a whoosh sound for 8 seconds. Repeat the cycle up to 4 times. So I guess let's do it 1 time. So breathe in 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale with a whoosh sound. Whoosh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And repeat. You can repeat after listening, or you can stop this episode right now and repeat it 3 more times. The next one we have is box breathing. You sit up upright in a comfortable chair with your feet flat on the ground. You breathe in slowly to a count of 4. Hold your breath inside for a count of 4, and then slowly exhale to a count of 4. Hold your breath again, this time with no air in the lungs, for a count of 4. Repeat the process several times. So let's try. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Slowly exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. No air in the lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Next one, we have alternate nostril breathing. Okay. Sit in a comfortable position with your legs crossed. Place your left hand on your knee with your right hand pressing your thumb against your right nostril to close it and inhale slowly through your left nostril. Okay. Close your left nostril with your finger, then exhale through your right nostril. Inhale through your right nostril, close it, and then exhale through your left nostril. Continue this alternating pattern for 7 minutes. Pass. The next one we have is progressive muscle relaxation with breathing. While not a breathing exercise per se, PMR can be combined with deep breathing for relaxation. So inhale and tense a specific group of muscles. Let's say, for example, your fists, your shoulders, whatever it is. So go with your fists, okay? So inhale and tense your fists for 5 to 10 seconds. Exhale and suddenly release the tension in those muscles. After relaxing your muscles for 10 seconds, move to the next muscle group. Continue until you've worked through all of your body's major muscle groups. Let's actually try it with our fists, okay? So let's tense our fists, okay? Inhale for 10 seconds while fisting yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale and release the tension in those muscles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now do it with your toes. So inhale for 10 seconds and clutch your toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I wonder if you also do this with your butt, or like, you know, when you do kinkles, not kinkles. What is it called? The vagina exercises? I forgot, but try that as well. Okay, number 6, mindful breathing. Sit or lie down comfortably, closing your eyes if you wish. Pay attention to your natural breathing pattern without trying to change it. Notice the sensation of breath entering and leaving your nostrils, or the way your chest or abdomen rises and falls with each breath. If your mind wanders, gently bring your focus back to your breath. These exercises can be practiced anywhere and anytime you feel anxious or stressed. They help by slowing down your breathing, reducing your heart rate, and offering a moment of focus away from your worries. It might take some practice to feel comfortable with these techniques, so be patient with yourself and keep practicing. Aww. Ugh, when I started podcasting, I had to quit my online shop, which was shopdaddyissues.com, because I just didn't have the time to do both. And I'm sure I'm not the only one where you get too busy and your dream of having an online shop just disappears. But guess what? Now I'm back to selling on shopdaddyissues.com, all thanks to, ta-da, Shopify, okay? It's so easy, and it's all because Shopify makes it so easy. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every single stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're promoting protein powders or you are selling all of your excess stuff, I'm not here to judge, okay? Shopify will help you sell everywhere, anything, and everything. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you are selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I love that one, okay? Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., including my shop, and Shopify is a global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklyn, and a million other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. If you think that you are not tech savvy enough or website savvy enough, I'm telling you, Shopify literally has you covered. They make it so easy. They literally draw it out. How to simplify your experience to build your own site to sell whatever you want to sell using Shopify. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. So sign up for just $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/adulting, all lowercase. Again, go to shopify.com/adulting to grow your business no matter what stage you are in. That is shopify.com/adulting to sign up for just $1 per month trial period. Then I said, there are some instant exercises that I can do that can change my mood or brain chemistry. For example, I don't know, listening to a happy song or smiling in front of the mirror. And they said, yes, actually. There are several quick and simple activities that can positively impact your mood and brain chemistry almost instantly. Engaging in these activities can trigger the release of neurotransmitters like endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine, which are associated with feelings of happiness and relaxation. Here are a few to consider. Number one, listening to upbeat music. Music is super powerful effect on the brain and emotions. So listen to happy, uplifting song can increase serotonin levels, improving your mood almost instantly. The same can be said, obviously, to sad songs. That is why sometimes when we're blue, we listen to sad songs because it really gets us even more sad. Number two, smiling. The act of smiling, even if it's forced, can trigger the release of mood-boosting chemicals in the brain. Smiling in front of the mirror can amplify this effect because you're seeing your own smile will provide you positive feedback. Number three, deep breathing. As mentioned before, breathing exercises like the 4-7-8 technique can quickly reduce stress and induce a state of calm by activating your nervous system. Number four, sunlight exposure. Just a few minutes of sunlight can boost serotonin levels and help improve your mood. If you are able to step outside or even stand by a window with natural light, it can make a significant difference. That's actually really good for me to know because sometimes I like don't leave my house for a week or go in the sun. Number five, physical movement. Doing a quick setup of exercises like jumping jacks, a short walk, dancing for a few minutes can release endorphins, known as the body's natural painkillers and mood elevators. Number six, aromatherapy. Certain scents like lavender, peppermint, citrus can have immediate effect on our mood. Inhaling these scents can reduce stress and increase feelings of contentment. Number seven, laughing. Watching a short funny video, reading a comic strip that makes you laugh can quickly boost your mood. Laughter releases endorphins, which can help you reduce stress, increase happiness. Actually, you guys, I also read before that if you fake laugh, it can trick your body and brain into thinking you're happy and your fake laugh will become a real laugh. Kind of like the same thing with a fake smile. If you fake smile in front of the mirror, it will eventually become a real smile. Number eight, gratitude exercises. Taking a moment to think or write down three things that you're currently grateful for can shift your focus from negative thoughts to positive ones, enhancing your mood. Let's do it right now. Let's see. So three things I'm thankful for. Number one, I'm thankful for my cat Pancakes. I think it's so cool that I have this animal that just loves me. You know, she depends on me for food, obviously, and shelter, but she loves me and she's always there every morning. She licks my face and I'm so allergic to her, but I don't know what I would do without her. Like sometimes I look at her and I'm like, please never die. I love you so much. And it's just so cool. This thing just exists for my happiness. Number two, the second thing I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for the roof over my head, the fact that I get to go to sleep today, knowing I have a bed and I'm protected from the outside world. I'm so thankful to have the safety to live in a house or to have a roof over my head is what I'm trying to say. And number three, I'm thankful for my family's health. I feel so thankful that I still have my parents around. I don't want to ever take that for granted. Sometimes I sit and think about this fear that I have that one day they're going to be gone and I'll never get to talk to them again. And I'm really scared of that. Like literally just thinking about it makes me want to cry. So I try not to think about it. But even sometimes after seeing my parents, when I leave their house, I break down. I start crying, just the thought of losing them. And it's hard, you know, as people get older, you realize that you have less and less of chances to spend with them. But it's not just people who get older. We don't realize that every person in our life, we will have a last time we will see them. And I think sometimes we take that for granted until it's too late. So hopefully you remember to be thankful for the people in your life because you never know when's going to be the last time that you will ever see them. Sorry, that was kind of morbid. Okay, number nine. Connect with someone. Sending a quick message to a friend or a family member, even engaging in brief social interaction, can uplift your spirits. Social connection is crucial for emotional well-being. actually, as I was talking to ChatGPT, I texted two of my friends to check in with them, and then they checked in with me. So that was really nice. And number 10, mindfulness or meditation. A few minutes of mindfulness or meditation can have a calming effect and improve your mood. Today's episode is brought to you by NoCD. Do you ever have relationship doubts that make you feel just overwhelmed that no matter what you try, you just can't seem to work through them? Maybe you're constantly asking your partner for reassurance, or you're trying to reassure yourself that everything is okay. Maybe nothing is okay, but then the distressing questions about your compatibility, your connection, your attraction to each other, they just won't go away. Well, did you know that this could be a type of OCD? Known as relationship OCD or ROCD. You might be thinking, well, that doesn't sound like OCD. Well, that's a common misconception, but NoCD is here to share the truth about OCD and help people like you who are currently struggling. We often accept that these behaviors, such as things like, well, it happens to everyone in a relationship, or we brush them off like, oh, I'm just overthinking. I'm just an overthinker. But maybe you're not. Maybe we shouldn't. ROCD is serious. And the good news is that it is also highly treatable. ROCD requires specialized treatment because traditional talk therapy often will not work for OCD. And with NoCD, getting that specialized treatment is easier now than ever. NoCD provides effective, affordable, and convenient virtual OCD therapy that can help you feel more secure in your relationship and can help in other areas of your life too. With NoCD, you can do live, you can do face-to-face video sessions with a licensed therapist trained in exposure and response prevention therapy. It's the most effective OCD treatment out there. NoCD also accepts many major insurer plans to make your treatment more affordable. So NoCD wants to make sure that you are supported between therapy sessions when it matters the most. So you will also have access to 24/7 therapist messaging, OCD therapy tools, peer communities, and more, all in their NoCD app. To learn more about therapy with NoCD, all you have to do is go to nocd.com and schedule a free 15-minute call with their team. That is nocd.com to learn more and book a free 15-minute call. Take care of your relationship and yourself. So I asked, what do you do when you're feeling down? And they said, when I'm feeling down, I focus on finding ways to uplift myself or change my perspective on the situation, even though I don't actually experience emotions or a personal state of being. However, on what I may find helpful are a few strategies that you may want to consider. Number one, seek out comforting activities. Connect with loved ones. Physical activities. Practice mindfulness and meditation. Create outlets like drawing, writing, cooking. All of that can be very therapeutic. Set small, achievable goals. Accomplishing tasks, no matter how small, will give you a sense of achievement and purpose. It could be something as small as cleaning your room or completing just a small work task. And of course, last one, seeking professional help. Remember, it's okay to have moments when you're feeling down, and taking steps to take care of yourself during these times is so important. So then I said, will I smile again? And they said, yes, you will smile again. It might not feel like that right now, and that's okay. Feelings of sadness or being overwhelmed can cast a shadow that makes it hard to see the light ahead. But remember, emotions are fluid and they change over time. A few things for you to hold on to are hope and healing. With time, support, and sometimes professional help, people can heal from emotional pain. Healing might not happen overnight, but gradually, it will get better. Number two, strength and resilience. You are stronger than you think you are. Resilience builds over time, often from facing and working through difficult situations. Each step that you take, no matter how small, is a step towards feeling better. Number three, joy in simple things. Sometimes it's the simple, unexpected moments that bring back a smile. Seeing a beautiful sunrise, hearing a favorite song, or enjoying a good meal. These moments can happen when we least expect, bringing light and joy. Number four, connection. Sharing your feelings with someone you trust can bring tremendous comfort and understanding. You are not alone. Remember that. Reaching out for help can be a very powerful step towards feeling better. And lastly, new beginnings. Every day brings a new opportunity for experiences and feelings. There will be moments of joy, of laughter, and happiness ahead that are just as real as the difficult times you're currently experiencing. Remember, It's okay to not be okay. It's part of being human. It's okay to seek help to get through the tough times. Your capacity to experience joy, love, and yes, smiles remain within you. Even in moments of doubt, hold on to hope and take it one day at a time. So I said, I just feel stuck in life, like nothing will ever get better. I'm just tired of trying. And I get really sad when I see the people around me, even at work, trying or showing me that they care. It touches my heart because I feel like giving up completely sometimes. What do I do? They said, feeling stuck and exhausted from trying can be incredibly challenging, especially when it seems like everyone around you is moving forward or engaging with life differently. But it's important to acknowledge these feelings and recognize that they're valid, but also to remember that there are steps you can take to find a way through this. Here are some suggestions. So again, it kind of repeated itself with take a moment to breathe, seek support, set small manageable goals, explore professional help. I like this one. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. It's easy to be your own harshest critic, especially when you're feeling low. Try to speak to yourself as you would to a friend who is going through a hard time. Recognize your efforts and the strength that it takes to face every single day. Number 6, find moments of joy. Look for small things in your life that bring you even the tiniest bit of joy or peace. This could be listening to a favorite song, your pet, enjoying a cup of your favorite tea or coffee, watching a show that makes you laugh. Sometimes these moments can be a reminder. There's still beauty and joy that can be found, even in difficult times. Creating new experiences, sometimes introducing something new into your life, whether it's a hobby, learning something new, or just changing up your routine a little bit can provide a new perspective and spark a bit of excitement or interest. Remember, it's okay to feel the way that you do, and it's okay to ask for help. Change often takes time, and healing is not linear. There will be good days and challenging days, but each day is a step forward, no matter how small is progress. You are not alone, and there is support available to you. Are you tired of ads? Do you wish you can listen to this episode with no ads at all future episodes with no ads? Do you wish that you can also get more of me, Violetta Benson? Then look no further. You're not dreaming, because right now that is possible for you. Not only if you subscribe to my premium podcast will you be able to get all of my episodes moving forward with no ads whatsoever on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but you will also get 2 extra episodes that only you guys, the subscribers, will be able to have, from Dating University to astrology stuff, to Benson Knows Best, to Confession Corners, and so much more. Only you will have access to it. That is on almostadulting.supercast.com to subscribe. Again, that is almostadulting.supercast.com to subscribe today to the premium podcast that have ad-free episodes plus 2 extra episodes a week. You can find the link in the bio description of today's episode. And again, that is almostadulting.supercast.com. Love you, besties. What's the best advice you ever heard about life? And they said, one of the most profound pieces of advice about life that I've come across is this. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. This quote, attributed to Charles R. Swindoll, emphasizes the importance of our attitude and responses to challenges and opportunities that we face. It reminds us that while we may not always have control over the circumstances that come our way, we do have control over how we respond to them. This highlights resilience, perspective, proactivity, empowerment, and mindfulness. This advice encourages us to focus on the aspects of our life that we can influence, and to adopt attitudes and actions that lead to resilience, growth, and happiness. It's a reminder that our power lies not in the events that happen to us, but in how we choose to respond to them. So I said, what do you think the key to happiness is? And they said, the key to happiness can be obviously quite personal, and it's different for each person. But a few that stand out to me are connections with others, strong relationships with family, friends, your community. They offer this foundation of happiness. Feeling connected and supported provides a sense of belonging and can significantly enhance one's quality of life. Number 2, gratitude. Number three, purpose and meaning. Having a sense of purpose or meaning, whether it's through hobbies, work, volunteering, your family, it gives people a reason to get up every single morning. The sense of contribution, being a part of something larger than oneself, can foster happiness. And that's why a lot of people feel like their purpose is creating families or their purpose is work. For me, it's work. And I think if I don't feel inspired to work, for some reason, it completely breaks me. And I feel silly saying that now. But again, don't invalidate myself. Next one is living in the present. Focus on the present moment rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. That will increase your happiness. Mindfulness, meditation are practices that help cultivate the present focusing awareness. Generosity and kindness, being kind to others, balance and wellness. Obviously, that's about maintaining a balance between work and leisure, contributes to your overall happiness. Personal growth, by continually seeking opportunities for personal development and learning, can bring a sense of accomplishment, satisfaction, embracing new experiences and challenges. And then lastly, self-acceptance and compassion, being kind to yourself, accepting your flaws, understanding the imperfection is part of being human, and it can lead to a happier life. This includes forgiving yourself for past mistakes and recognizing that everyone has challenges. That's really nice. I like that. Then I asked, how important is human connection? And they said, they basically explained how important it is because connections hold significance when it comes to emotional support, a sense of belonging, shared joy, learning and growth, psychological well-being, physical health, resilience, empathy. And this is outside of ChatGPT, but there's even research that I've read before that I forget if it was a Stanford or Harvard research, but they basically found the key to happiness. And they did this research for, I think, 70 years, where they followed people from different backgrounds, different neighborhoods, so rich people, poor people, whatnot. And they started doing the research when these people were children. And they followed their life and they interviewed them every couple of years. And they kept asking them, what do you believe will bring you joy and a longer life? And they all said the same thing, being incredibly rich or fame. That's like what everyone thought will bring them the most happiness in life and will help them live the longest. And then eventually, as they get older, the pursuit of their happiness changes. And what they've learned over those years, the people who lived the longest were not the richest, were not famous. It was people that had pure, good connections in their lives. The ones who maintained their connections with their friends, like had a few friends that they loved and they kept in touch with them. And the ones who had good, loving relationships with a partner. And we're talking about those who were in not loving marriage, because that will actually make you sicker. But the people who seem to remain healthier for longer and live longer and overall be happy were the people that were in loving marriages and had good connections outside of their marriages. And I thought that was really, what a profound way to learn that really, no matter what we think, humans are innately built to want connections with others, which would explain why now there's more depression than ever, because social media is a false connection with other humans and we don't actually connect with them because we need real life connections instead. So that's pretty cool. Let's see if there was anything else before I wrap this up. Oh, here I wrote, what's the best advice you've ever heard about finding happiness? And he said, one of the most profound and impactful pieces of advice about finding happiness is quite simple. Happiness is not about having what you want, but wanting what you have. This advice centers on gratitude and contentment, suggesting that the key to happiness often lies not in the endless pursuit of more or better things, but in appreciating and finding value in what we have already possess. This perspective encourages several beneficial practices like, again, gratitude, mindfulness, contentment, simplicity, flexibility, kindness and generosity, and self-compassion, being kind to yourself, recognizing the perfections unattainable, and understanding that everyone faces challenges can help you foster a more positive and happy life. This advice underscores that happiness is more about perspective and attitude than external circumstances. It's a reminder that while we may not have control over everything that happens to us, we do have control over how we perceive our lives and what we focus on. Cultivating an attitude of gratitude, contentment, and presence can lead to a deeper, more sustainable form of happiness. Okay, you guys, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I feel better after talking to ChatGPT, and after that, I even texted my friends, and talking to you guys made me feel better. So if you were feeling down, of course, seek help if you need that, whether it's a friend or professional help. But I hope that also this episode maybe somehow uplifted your mood. Don't forget to save this episode so you can always go back and check out the breathing exercises. And just remember, you're not alone. Moods, emotions, they really are like waves. And it really is true. I was feeling so low earlier today, and now I already feel better after talking to you. I love you. Have a beautiful day.